Welcome to the series by Christopher Peter, part of your experience with the Christopher Peter Review. This was as big of a sports weekend as we have seen in quite some time. Big matchups in the NFL this weekend, great college action, and a big weekend for combat sports to some degree. So, let us begin our discussion. The NFL week started with a battle for first place in the NFC East between the upcoming Washington Commanders and the rising Philadelphia Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles were favored at the beginning of the year to win the division, but they let the lead slip off their fingertips with an early upset loss, while the Washington Commanders took the mantle as they try to change their culture from one rift with controversy to one that can focus on football. Like the Harris campaign and Democrats this month, the Washington Commanders had a bad time in the state of Pennsylvania over the last 2 weeks. In Pittsburgh, the Steelers knocked them out of first place, or at least created the opportunity for change in the standings with a gritty win over the Commanders. Now, my beloved Philadelphia Eagles created some breathing room with a decisive win, despite a rare off day by our normally reliable place kicker in Jake Elliott. The margin of victory should be a touchdown higher because of the two missed field goals and extra point, but everyone is entitled to an off day, especially a kicker who has given us many great moments. The Eagles did not play their finest game, but the offense was productive throughout the game, and the defense really had their way with the Commanders for the vast majority of the night. Jalen Carter played every snap and seemed to be in the backfield all night long. The Eagles are really finding their identity, and it starts with the run as it always has. Speaking of Pittsburgh, the Steelers faced their own division rivalry game this Sunday, which also was their first division game. The Steelers seem to have the magic formula against the rivals in the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens cannot seem to win in Pittsburgh or in Baltimore against the black and yellow, and this weekend was no different. The Steelers played a close game against the high-powered Ravens attack, but when it mattered most, like always, the Ravens came up short, failing to tie the game late with a two-point conversion try. The Steelers simply stayed ahead of the Ravens and their rival could not keep overtaking them in the low-scoring affair. The defending champions and the Kansas City Chiefs are causing the popping of champagne for different reasons. The featured matchup between Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen lived up to the billing, where the Bills gave the Chiefs their first loss with a great signature run by Josh Allen. The Chiefs have narrowly avoided defeat all season long, but this week was different. On the other hand, my Super Bowl pick in the San Francisco 49ers find defeat all too often, losing to the Seattle Seahawks to drop them to an even 5-5 this season. Despite the high salaries and overall talent, the Niners seem to suffer the same fate every Super Bowl runner-up faces the following year. Are the New York Jets the most fascinating underperforming team in recent league history? So much potential and talent, but they cannot buy a win this year. Despite having one of the best throwers of the football in Aaron Rodgers, one of the best wideouts in Devontae Adams, and so much young budding stars, the team loses every week. Their stadium mates were off this week, but made the news for ending the Daniel Jones experiment by deciding to start Tommy DeVito going forward. I guess they will not be paying a $40 million quarterback to play at all, and certainly not to hand off to a MVP candidate running back that they were not willing to pay. Thank you, Giants, by the way. The Detroit Lions are still showing they are the dominant team in the league with another decisive victory. Jared Goff rebounded from his 5-interception game with leading the Lions to another 50-point outing. The Lions are hitting on all cylinders and will be a force to reckon with if they can keep up this quality into the playoffs. The Sunday night game was probably the most exciting game on Sunday, or at least a close second to the Chiefs and Bills. For the first half, Justin Herbert and the Los Angeles Chargers could not miss on a run or pass against the Cincinnati Bengals, who could not stop them at all. Then they changed roles and the second half was dominated by the Bengals, who came all the way back only to lose at the end. I found myself feeling some level of sympathy for the Dallas Cowboys as the Houston Texans just ran away from them early with Joe Mixon doing the two-short jab early in the game. Dominating a team missing a lot of talent is not something to brag about, especially a week after choking on Sunday night, but the Cowboys are pretty bad right now. The Cardinals continue to lead the West. The Denver Broncos seem to have found their quarterback, and another blocked kick decided the Green Bay Packers and Chicago Bears game, where the Bears blew the chance to end the Packers' domination of them. Rodgers may be gone from the NFC North, but Jordan Love is doing his best guardianship of their division rivals. Now, let us talk about college football. Georgia won an exciting game against the Tennessee Volunteers in Athens, where the Vols simply could not take advantage of opportunities late. The Bulldogs appear well poised for the 12-team playoffs, as they are clearly one of the better teams in the nation despite their two losses. The Texas Longhorns won close, but continued to make it to the SEC championship games and the playoffs in their first season in the new SEC. The Florida Gators are avoiding the temptation for regime change, but they were rewarded with a victory of LSU. The Rutgers Scarlet Knights are bowl eligible with their win over the University of Maryland. Ohio State continues to win, but it will not matter if they cannot win against Michigan coming up. Oregon continues to lead the nation with their close win over the Wisconsin Badgers. The realignment and updated college football playoff is great. It really is. This was a fight weekend for boxing and mixed martial arts. Iron Mike Tyson returned to the ring against influencer Jake Paul, who won the uncomfortable fight. Netflix had some challenges with its broadcast, but still reached a reported 60 million people. I was not a big fan of this fight because it was a spectacle that was really pointless. Fighting a person more than double your age and out of the sport for decades is not really an accomplishment, but I do respect what Jake and Logan Paul do for combat sports, and them both finding their own path in the sport. The biggest and most overlooked outcome was Amanda Serrano losing controversially. The big event in the UFC was the long-awaited matchup between Jon Jones and Stipe Miocic, which was a knockout victory by Jones, both of whom have fought rarely in recent years. And Jones is looking to avoid a unification bout that he does not see as helping his iconic but tainted legacy. Will Jones and Tom Aspinall fight? A great weekend of sports. How about the great reaction from the crowd for President-elect Donald Trump? Americans are no longer hiding their support for Trump, and it is interesting how the media is having to come to terms with their loss. Hopefully we get the much-needed change, which I will discuss more on the Christopher Peter Review. A big thank you to all of you in the audience. Your viewership is appreciated and valued. Please continue to visit the Christopher Peter Review at www.crcreview.com.